Afghanistan's President Hamid Karzai is urging the United States not to abandon his country if there is a U.S.-led war against Iraq. In a rare appearance by a foreign leader before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, President Karzai appealed to the United States to stay the course in Afghanistan to prevent terrorists from regrouping there.
We need to finish the job. Afghanistan is not yet out of the woods. We have to stay with it and continue to support it.
The ranking Democrat on the committee, Senator Joe Biden of Delaware, expressed concern the Bush administration appears to be losing interest in Afghanistan as it turns its attention to possible war in Iraq and nuclear tensions over North Korea.
We're already seeing Afghanistan drop from the radar screen. What level of commitment will the administration display once Afghanistan has to line up behind Iraq, North Korea, and whatever comes next?
But Mr. Karzai said President Bush, with whom he will meet Thursday, assured him in a phone call last month Afghanistan would not be forgotten if the United States becomes engaged in other regions of the world. Nearly a year and a half after U.S.-led military action against al-Qaeda terrorist targets and the ruling Taliban in Afghanistan, renewed clashes between U.S. troops and remnants of al-Qaeda have prompted new concerns about the security situation in the country. Mr. Karzai acknowledged more effort must be made to prevent terrorists from crossing into his country from Pakistan. He says Afghanistan is getting cooperation from Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf.
The only area where we have to concentrate is to prevent radical forces and al-Qaeda and terrorist elements from grouping either on the Pakistani side of the border or crossing into our border or vice versa. That we have to check and pay much more attention to, on which President Musharraf is in agreement with us.
Mr. Karzai also called for speeding up international efforts to rebuild political and economic institutions and to retrain the Afghan army, which eventually is expected to take over the work of international peacekeepers. Jabhat Tate, VOA News, Capitol Hill.